So let's review. Since the previous Mishnah mentioned the halachas of Sikrukin, which applied at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara goes into a lengthy discussion of the tragic events that transpired at that time. As an introduction, Rabbi Yochanan cites a pasuk in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid Umakshe Liboy Yipol Bara. As Rashi explains, fortunate is the man who is always concerned about the consequences of his actions, the importance of which is evidenced by the following three incidents. Akamtzu bar Kamtzu Chav Yerushalayim. The incident involving Kamtzu bar Kamtzu caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Atarnagoyla v'tarnagolta Charv Tur Malka. The incident involving a rooster and a hen caused the destruction of the city of Tur Malka. Ashaka derispik Charv Beitar. The incident involving the side of a wagon caused the destruction of the city of Beitar. The Gemara now relates the story of Kamtzu bar Kamtzu. There was a person whose friend was named Kamtza, and his enemy was named Bar Kamtza. He made a party and instructed his servant to invite his friend Kamtza, but instead the servant invited his enemy Bar Kamtza. All Bar Kamtza's attempts to appease the host to allow him to remain at the party were in vain, until the host physically threw him out. Bar Kamtza was infuriated. Asal Amrli Lekesar Mordu Bach Yudai. He came before the Roman emperor and claimed that the Jews had rebelled against him. Per Bar Kamtza's suggestion, the Kesar, wishing to verify it, sent with Bar Kamtza a fine calf to be brought as a carbon in Beis HaMikdash. However, on the way, Bar Kamtza made a blemish in the carbon and it became possible. Savar Aban Lekruve Misham Shalom Malchus. The Chacham at first thought that the carbon shall be brought anyway so as not to upset the Kesar. Upon which Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolius argued, Yemru Bali Mumin Kraven Gabi Mizbeach. People might assume that a blemished carbon is kosher. And when Savar Lemiktale, Deloy Lezel Beleme, the Chacham then wanted to kill Bar Kamtza so that he should not reveal to the Kesar that they did not accept his carbon. Upon which Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolius again argued, Yemru Matal Mum Bekachim Yaharik. People might assume that someone who inserts a mum in the carbon is liable to the death penalty. And so they left Bar Kamtza alone. And they reported back to the Kesar that his carbon was refused, and the end result was Churav Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan commented on Vesenusa Shel Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolius, Hechriv Es Beiteinu, Vesorf Es Echaleinu, Veglisenu Meartzeinu. The humility of Rabbi Zechariah, which speared Bar Kamtza, caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our exile from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues to discuss the events that preceded the Churban. Shadrei Levayu Las Pasiones Kesar, Asa Tzara Lo Tlashnei. The general Aspasiones came and laid siege to Yerushalayim for 3 years. The Gemara relates that in Yerushalayim there were three extremely rich and generous people, Nagim ben Gurion, Uben Kalba Savua, Uben Tzitzis HaKesis. One pledged to provide the people in Yerushalayim with wheat and barley during the siege. The second pledged to provide wine, salt, and oil. The third pledged to provide wood. Havalu lemezin eser mechad shata. They had sufficient supplies for 21 years. However, havabuhu hanu bar yoni. There was a group of ruffians who wanted to fight the Romans. They set fire to the storehouses of the wheat and barley and created a terrible hunger, hoping that the people will now be compelled to fight. Upon Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh's request, his nephew Abba Sikker, who was the head of the Bar Yoinim, arranged for Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh to secretly exit Yerushalayim without the Bar Yoinim realizing it, to meet the Roman general and hopefully somewhat alleviate the situation. When Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh came before Aspasianus, he said to him, Shlom Aloch Malka, Shlom Aloch Malka, may peace be upon you, O King. Upon which Aspasianus said, Mechayavet Treketol, Chodid Lav Malkano, Ve'imalkano, Ada Idna Mailoi Asis Legaboy. You deserve to be put to death for two reasons. Firstly, I am not the king, and if I am the king, why haven't you come to see me until now? Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh responded, Ivra Malkaat, De Lav Malkaat Loi Mimtzer Yerushalayim Biyodach. You must be a king, because the pasuk states that Yerushalayim will only fall in the hands of a king. However, Ada Idna Bayerina de Isban Leishavkinan, the Bayerina prevented me from coming to you until now. Ada Hoche Asa Pristiko Ala Miremi, Amrle Kum de Misle Kesem. The Amri Hanacha Shubi de Remi Loisivach Bereisha. Just then, the messenger arrived from Rome and reported that the Kesar died, and Aspasianus was elected to become the new Kesar. Aspasianus said to Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh, I must return to Rome, and I will send another general to take my place. However, I will grant any request that you make. Rabbi Yochanan Menzakeh requested three things. Ten li Yavna v'chachomer, spare the city of Yavna and its scholars. V'shoshilta Rabbi Gamliel, spare the family of Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi. V'asvasa demasyon leil Reb Tzadik, send doctors to heal Reb Tzadik who had fasted for 40 years. He should have asked him to spare Yerushalayim. However, Bichman Zake did not, because Dilma Kula Hailoi Ovid Vatzala Porta Namel Hava. Perhaps he would refuse such a great request, and then nothing would be saved. Azal Shadri Latitus, Aspasianus left, and sent the general Titus Arasha who came and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. He then wrapped all the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash in the Pareches and loaded them onto a ship to Rome to show off his accomplishments. However, a strong storm almost capsized the ship. Titus announced, "It seems that Hashem shows his might only in the water, as with Parai and Sisera. Im gibuhu yala liyabasha v'yase mimolchama. Let him fight me on land." Abascal then announced, Rasha ben benoishal esav Rasha. Beria kala yeshli boilami v'yitur shema. I have one of the tiniest creatures of the world, a gnat. Ala liyabasha v'tase ima bolchama. Go on to land and attempt to battle it. When Titus arrived on shore, a yitush entered his nose and pounded in his head for 7 years. After Titus died, his nephew Unculus, who wanted to become a ger, used the kishuf of Baal Oiv to communicate with Titus, and he asked him, "Man chasha bahu alma, who is truly valued in the world to come?" Amale Yisrael, if so, he asked, "Maulid vuki bahu, shall I join them?" Amale milayin nefishin blei metzis lekiminu, you will not be able to fulfill their numerous obligations. Rather, zili gar bahu bahu alma v'habis reisha, techsib hayitzurel l'reish, if you will persecute the Jews, you will become a leader. Upon which Unculus continued, "Dine dehu gave b'mai. What punishment did you receive?" Titus responded, "I was given the punishment that I prescribed for myself. Each day my ashes are gathered and I am judged again, and then I am burned and my ashes are spread over the seven oceans. And other Asharim are likewise judged."